Hello, this is Anna Brandt, and today I'm going to talk about giving your clients a choice, the difference between fast food and fine dining. I'm going to keep this podcast brief as I am now teaching a course called Selling Yourself, which is an online 5-day boot camp beginning January 3rd. And over the past few years, I've stayed away from teaching sales in an online format, because I've kept it just for those who I mentor with in my in-person workshops. However, much of what I've seen on the market shows me that photographers need just a little bit more guidance and maybe a different perspective on selling. I sell in person, and we do online for limited editions. For example, Christmas, Easter, or special occasions are those purchasing our highest digital package and live far away. With that being said, I'm going to briefly discuss my philosophy on fine dining and fast food and giving your clients a choice. I'm not going to go in detail because that will be in the course, Selling Yourself. You can find course information at tiopanonline.com. Now, what I see all the time is photographers just having an all-inclusive option, or the opposite, where everything is a la carte. And the reason I want to address this is because I feel like you need to give your clients a choice. Quite often, we come up with a strategy, a pricing strategy, based on things that we may have heard or read, and we decide on just one option. And then what happens with the client is they don't really have a choice for anything else. I have done both. I've done all-inclusive and I've done options. And I've always tried to talk with my clients and find out exactly what they need. My clients range in their budgets from in the hundreds of dollars to in the thousands of dollars. And either way, I've found that it is better when you give your clients a choice. What do I mean by that? Well, fast food is not for everyone all the time, but it is much needed. You're in a hurry, you're hungry, you want to just drive through, get something to eat, you're on your way to an event, your kids are hungry. Whatever it is, usually time is an issue, number one, followed by price. Taste is kind of usually third on the list. If you can find your favorite fast food place, yes, you'll go to it first. But if you're stuck in the middle of the night with nowhere to go, you'll take whatever is convenient. Now, fast food is important. If we didn't have fast food, we'd all be pretty hungry on many, many, many days. Fast food is a growing, constant chain. They have many chains. They're not going away. They're always growing. And they're needed. They're needed when money is an issue, when time is an issue. And it's an important service that can't go away. And then you have fine dining. Fine dining is a special occasion. You have the money to spend. You want to be served. You want to take your time. You want to maybe dress a little bit nicer. You want to reserve it for the best. Some people may only do fine dining once a year. Some people may do it every couple of months. Some people who usually do fast food will reserve fine dining when it's really, really, really important. Now, you can't have fine dining all the time. It's expensive, it's timely, and if you had it all the time, you would probably go broke. Now, do some people have fine dining all the time? Yes, probably the very, very wealthy have fine dining all the time, but even the very, very, very wealthy will find themselves driving through In-N-Out of fast food. So, the food industry has realized that they need both. They need fast food and they need fine dining. And does that mean that only the wealthy will go to fine dining? Absolutely not. Many, many, many of the very wealthy will still, as I just said, go through In-N-Out. So how does this transfer to the photography industry? I think you might have an idea by now. One is cheap, all-inclusive digital packages, or let's say inexpensive digital packages, versus either high-end digital packages, high-end product packages, or high-end session fees and a la carte. So, how do you decide what to do? How do you decide what your clients want? Do you offer both? How does it all work? We are going to discuss this in my new online course called Selling Yourself, beginning January 3rd. Sign up. It's on sale for $79 through December 20th, and it might just be the best $79 you'll spend as you're going into 2016. I'm Anna Brandt, and I'll see you online.